I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Edward Snowden hasn't shown much interest in staying in Russia, but the NSA leaker does seem interested in moving to Brazil, judging by an open letter to Brazil he's published online offering to help the country investigate NSA spying on Brazilian soil. Snowden was thrust back into the spotlight yesterday by a ruling in a case involving one of the NSA programs he helped expose. Federal Judge Richard Leon's opinion stated that the NSA's bulk collection of millions of Americans' phone records is probably unconstitutional. Siobhan Gorman has been covering the Snowden saga for The Wall Street Journal.
He is obviously seeking asylum from any number of countries that would provide a better landing spot than Moscow seems to be. And he's discussed possibly Germany. Brazil seems probably more likely to come to pass than Germany. But even for Brazil to make a decision like that, they're going to weigh kind of the domestic reception that such a decision would have with the international costs to upsetting relations with the U.S. further.
So what do you make of Snowden's open letter that went online today to the people of Brazil?
Mr. Snowden goes through kind of the last 6 months of what he has done through his perspective, what he feels he saw were the injustices that NSA was conducting in this case toward Brazil. And he goes on to say that he doesn't think that that promotes the safety of anybody. And so he offers his services, if you will, to help Brazil to investigate further the extent of NSA spying as it pertains to Brazilian interests.
I gather he's never made the same offer to Russia where he's living right now. Did you kind of see an Edward Snowden in this open letter that you know?
Remember, Brazil is where Glenn Greenwald lives, and so there is a little bit more significance to that country in this whole discussion than there might otherwise be. But this is pretty consistent with what Mr. Snowden has been pursuing, which is, you know, his view that NSA has vastly overreached, and it has when it comes to spying domestically as well as internationally. And Mr. Snowden has certainly made this at least as much of an international story as he has a domestic one.
So here he's basically raising the possibility of asylum in Brazil in this letter. Walk us back, Siobhan, to how we got to this point with Snowden.
Well, I mean, this started back in May when Mr. Snowden summoned Laura Poitras and Glenn Greenwald, and there was another Guardian reporter who joined them as well, to a hotel in Hong Kong, and they didn't know what to expect. And he presented them with all of these documents and his explanation at that point as to what they said. He was then holed up in Hong Kong for a while, and the U.S. was trying to prevail on the government not to let him go, and yet he made his way to Moscow, where he is currently on a year-long visa. And he has since been pursuing asylum requests with various countries. I think there are probably more than a dozen.
And the court ruling yesterday from Judge Leon the surveillance programs might very likely be unconstitutional, does that indicate that Snowden's star is now rising?
Well, it certainly indicates that the pushback to the original Snowden disclosures, particularly from the government, came saying, this is all legal, this is overseen by three branches of government, there's nothing to be concerned about. And what we're now seeing is a judge who wasn't kind of allowed into that elite club takes a look at it and says, well, maybe the members of the club were wrong, and maybe this really does violate the Fourth Amendment. And it parallels what we've seen on Capitol Hill, where we've seen the leaders of the intelligence committees say, look, we've been tracking this for years, it's all fine. And then you see leaders on the Judiciary Committee who haven't been tracking it for years and didn't know the details and have only learned them recently saying, this is not okay with us. We need to overhaul this program.
Do you think he'll ever get asylum in the U.S.? I mean, there has been amnesty kind of mentioned in the sidelines over the last few days.
Never say never, but I don't see any indication of that happening anytime soon.
Siobhan Gorman covers intelligence issues for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.